I didn't kill Vera Donovan, but I did kill my husband Joe St. George 30 years ago during the total eclipse, and I don't regret it one bit. With these words, Dolores Claiborne begins her confession at the Little Tall Island police station. She's not there to deny involvement in her wealthy employer's recent death, though the entire island suspects her, but to unburden herself of a different crime altogether. Her voice carries the weight of decades of justified conviction, speaking in a distinctive Down East Maine dialect, thick with local expressions and hard-earned wisdom. What follows is a raw, uninterrupted monologue that pulls us deep into her world, a remote coastal community where everyone knows everyone's business, yet the darkest secrets remain hidden behind closed doors. Dolores isn't trying to paint herself as a saint or victim, though she certainly endured years of victimization. She's tough, profane, and utterly practical, a woman shaped by decades of hard work and maternal protection. Dolores began working for the wealthy Donovan family in 1949 as a housekeeper. Vera Donovan was notoriously demanding, insisting sheets be hung with exactly 6 clothespins and dried outdoors regardless of weather. The only sheet worth having on a decent person's bed is one dried out of doors, Vera would insist, because they smell sweet. Hanging sheets in the bitter Maine winter was torture. Dolores's fingers would turn red, then purple, and throb with pain so deep it's like crying when she returned inside. Home was even worse. Joe St. George was an abusive husband who drank too much and worked too little. The turning point came when Joe struck Dolores with firewood after she laughed at his split pants. That night, she waited for him to fall asleep, then smashed a cream pitcher against his face. When he tried to rise, she threatened him with the woodshed hatchet. "If you don't want this in your head, Joe, you better sit down again." After Joe's death, Dolores continued working for Vera as her health deteriorated. Following several strokes, Vera became dependent on Dolores, who moved in as her full-time caregiver. Their relationship evolved into something beyond employment, not quite friendship, but mutual respect. When Vera died falling down the stairs, she left her fortune to Dolores, fueling suspicions. In 1962, Dolores noticed her teenage daughter Selena becoming withdrawn and unkempt. During a fairy confrontation, the devastating truth emerged. Joe had been sexually abusing her. "I never wanted to do anything," Selena whispered. "He made me." In that moment, Dolores decided Joe St. George's days were numbered. What's heartbreaking is Selena's shame. She'd considered telling the school counselor, but feared not being believed or being blamed herself. She worried her mother would think she was a bad girl. When Dolores assured her otherwise, Selena broke down. After confronting Joe, Dolores planned to take the children to the mainland. She needed their college savings, only to discover Joe had emptied the accounts, stealing not just money, but their children's future. The solution came unexpectedly from Vera Donovan. After Dolores broke down while making Vera's bed and confessed everything, Vera's response was chillingly simple. "Husbands die every day, Dolores. They die and leave their wives their money. An accident is sometimes an unhappy woman's best friend." Behind their woodshed was an old dry well covered with rotted boards. Opportunity arrived with the total solar eclipse of July 1963. Vera had become obsessed with the event, even chartering the island ferry for a viewing excursion. Dolores realized that during the eclipse, the island would be nearly deserted, perfect for an accident. The day of the eclipse, Dolores walked home through empty streets after helping with Vera's brunch. She bought Johnny Walker Red for Joe, knowing it would loosen his inhibitions. As the eclipse approached, afternoon light shifted to a strange rose color, and shadows grew thin and odd. With everyone distracted and Joe half drunk, Dolores told him she'd transferred the children's money to herself. He erupted in rage, grabbing her throat and threatening to kill her. When he released her, she claimed she'd hidden the money in a jar behind the woodshed. As they walked outside during near totality, stars visible, the sun a black pupil with a fiery veil, Dolores led Joe toward blackberry bushes where she'd tied a handkerchief marking the well. She jumped over the well cap, but Joe stepped directly onto it. With a loud crack, the rotted boards gave way. Joe didn't die immediately. He caught himself with his bleeding hands and looked up at Dolores with eyes that had gone as black as the eclipse. He begged her to help him, but she refused, watching as his grip weakened and he fell to his death. For years afterward, Dolores would have nightmares about those eyes looking up from the well. But she never regretted what she'd done. "Everything I did for love," she explains. "A mother's love for her children. That's the strongest and deadliest love there is." This crystallizes the novel's central theme, the fierce, primal nature of maternal love. Dolores may be rough around the edges, she may clean houses for a living, but her love for her children is absolute, and it is this love that drives her to commit murder. Throughout the novel, the eclipse serves as a powerful metaphor for darkness and revelation. Just as the moon temporarily obscures the sun, the darkest aspects of human nature sometimes eclipse our better selves. For Dolores, the eclipse represents both darkness and clarity, a paradoxical moment where obscurity leads to insight. The eclipse also represents the temporary nature of darkness, a central theme throughout the novel. No matter how complete it seems, the sun eventually returns. Similarly, no matter how dark Dolores' life became, through poverty, abuse, or the weight of her secrets, she never lost hope that things could improve, if not for herself, then for her children. This juxtaposition highlights both the insignificance of individual human actions against cosmic forces and their profound importance to those whose lives they touch. Like the sun emerging from behind the moon, Dolores' strength shines through even the darkest moments of her life. In giving voice to a woman like Dolores, someone society would typically overlook, King has created one of his most unforgettable characters. Her story resonates because it speaks to universal truths about survival, sacrifice, and the fierce love of a mother for her children. Through her distinctive voice, we understand that sometimes the most profound stories come from society's margins, told by those who have been silenced for too long. "Sometimes being a bitch is all a woman has to hold on to," Vera once told Dolores. In the end, it's this fierce determination, this refusal to be broken by circumstances that defines both women. Their strength reminds us that even in the darkest eclipse of our lives, the light eventually returns. And sometimes, the most important choice we can make is simply to survive long enough to see it.